Bhavanam,
Bhavanam,
Brahmana,
Brahmana,
Sthanam,
Sthanam,
Bharanam,
Bharanam,
Sad,
Sad,
Visheshanam,
Visheshanam,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Sattva,
Sattva,
Gunodhera,
Gunodhera,
Pratidhi,
Pratidhi,
Pratidhi, Akshanam,
Akshanam,
Bhavanam, Brahmanastaram,
Bhavanam, Brahmanastaram,
Bharanam Sadvisheshanam,
Bharanam Sadvisheshanam,
Bharanam Sadvisheshanam,
Bharanam Sadvisheshanam,
Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Bhavanam Brahmanastaram,
Bhavanam Brahmanastaram,
Bhavanam Sadvisheshanam,
Bhavanam Sadvisheshanam,
Sarva Gunodheram,
Sarva Gunodheram,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Pratidhi Vritti Lakshanam,
Bhavanam Brahmanastaram, Sthanam,
Bhavanam Brahmanastaram,
Bhavanam Sadvisheshanam,
Bhavanam
Sadvisheshanam, Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Sarva Sattva Gunodhera,
Vritti Vritti Lakshanam,
Vritti Vritti Lakshanam,
Vritti Lakshanam,
Vritti Lakshanam,
Vritti Vritti Lakshanam,
Vritti Vritti Lakshanam,
Bhavanam Bhavanam, Sthanam,
Bhavanam,
Bhavanam,
modeling forms,
modeling forms.
Brahmanaha,
Brahmanaha,
of the Supreme Brahman,
of the Supreme Brahman.
Dhanam,
Dhanam,
constructing places of residence,
constructing places of residence.
Haranam,
Haranam,
containing substances,
containing substances.
Sadvisheshanam,
Sadvisheshanam,
distinguishing the open space,
distinguishing the open space.
Sarva,
Sarva,
all,
all.
Sattva,
Sattva,
of existence,
of existence.
Guna,
Guna,
qualities,
qualities.
Uddhenaha,
Uddhenaha,
the place for manifestation.
Prithivi,
of earth. Vritti, of the functions. Lakshanam,
characteristics.
The characteristics of the functions of earth can be perceived by modeling forms of the Supreme Brahman, by constructing places of residence, by preparing pots to contain water, etc. In other words, the earth is the place of the sustenance for all elements.
Bhavanam Brahmanasthanam Dharanam Tadvisheshanam Sarvasattva Gunadheda Prithibi Vrittilakshan. So, Brahmanasthanam, this temple is Brahmanasthanam, the residential place for the Supreme Personality God, Brahmana. Brahmana means the absolute truth. Absolute truth is understood in three different features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. So, Supreme Brahma means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, as it was accepted by Uddhava after understanding Bhagavad Gita. He addressed him, Parabrahma, Paradhyana, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. You are Parabrahma. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, परमात्मे थी भगवान की शब्द से प्यार से देखे अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर डिफरेंट रियलाइजेशन absolute truth is realized in three different features. Impersonal Brahma and localized all pervading Antarjami Vishnu or Paramatma and the last word of understanding is Bhagavan. So, impersonal Brahma, nobody can construct any sthanam, place of the impersonal Brahma, or Paramatma. Paramatma has got place everywhere. Ishara Param, Sarvabhutanam, Riddhesha Jnatishtati, Kandantarasam, Paramanachayantarasam. So, that is the worshipable deity for the yogis and impersonal Brahma for the jainis and Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the center of both Parabrahma impersonal Brahma and Paramatma. Jagaddaita Brahma Upanishadi. Upanishadi, in the Upanishad, Vedic Upanishad, the impersonal Brahma is described. And the yogis, by meditation, they try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth by seeing the Vishnu form, 400 Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tatgati namanasa pasyanti dan yogi. So yogis, the jnanis, they have got their function to realize the Absolute Truth. Similarly, bhakta, they want to worship the personality of Godhead in a temple, just like we are trying to do, to have a temple, we are nice, we have got already, our function is going on, but we want to make a very gorgeous place for the Lord. That is the utility of this land to construct temple for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have got a tendency to construct house. Atat griha chetra sutata vittai. This material world means, first of all, we have got desire of sex mixing together, man and woman. Pumishan siya mithuni bhava mithu. Mithuni bhava. Mithuni bhava is sex desire, impelled by sex. That is the central point of this material life. Janamaitanagi grihamegi sukham mitucham. The central point of material happiness is maitanagi, sex impulse. Everyone, this morning was some devotee was discussing that the daily passengers sometimes they go from home 3 to 4 hours, come to Bombay, and they walk there 8 hours. Then again 3 to 4 hours. So somebody was asking why they should go. They can remain in the city. No. The central point is there. Central point is sex. Nidriyahyate natram bhubayana swabhavaya. The materialistic person's life is being spoiled in this world. That is described by Sukadeva Goswami. Nidriya hyate natram. At night, they spoil the valuable time by sleeping. Nidriya hyate natram. Bhavayana chavavaya. Bhavaya, bhavaya means sex. Either by sex or by sleeping. Viva sarthi haya rajan. Kutumbam bharanenava. And during daytime, they are after money. Where is money? Here is money. And if they get money, how to spend it? For kutumba, for family members. This is material life. And as soon as we are united, mithuni bhava, then griha kshetra sitartha vittai, then we want apartment or house, big house, griha and kshetra. Kshetra means earning field. Formerly there are agriculture. Now there are so many industries and other places. So, this griha is utilization of the earth. People want some griha. So this propensity can be utilized by constructing temple. That propensity that I must have a very high skyscraper building, that tendency is there. But if we utilize that tendency for constructing, as it is said, bhavanam brahmanasaram, instead of thinking that I will have such big building, if we transfer that thinking that I will construct such a nice big temple for establishing deity worship, that is the proper utilization of this tendency. One is for sense gratification. Another, the same thing, if you construct a temple, you'll have to labor in the same way, how to get municipal sanction, how to get cement, how to get stone, how to get this, that, so many things. But it is nirbandhe Krishna Samman. It has got relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna. Your capacity to construct something, material, residential, if we do it for Krishna, then it is Krishna consciousness, your life is successful. You are thinking of Krishna always. Even Kamsa, you are enemy of Krishna. Enemy of Krishna, and you are always thinking of Krishna. As devotee was growing days, she was becoming very bright and beautiful. And Kamsa was waiting when his sister Devaki will give birth to Krishna and he will kill him. That was his purpose. He wanted to kill Krishna because he was first of all ready to kill his sister when he heard that your sister is and will kill you. So, Kamsa thought, why waiting for the eighth son? Kill my sister. So, she was saved by Vasudeva, by some sweet prayer, that after all, your sister is not going to kill you. Sister's son, Who knows that the son will be there and whether he will leave or not leave. But Kamsa, he will not hear anything. So it is the duty of the husband to give protection to the wife. So he made a plan. My dear Kamsa, brother-in-law, I shall bring all child born of your sister, and if you like, you can kill. In this way, the situation was saved. So Kamsa was always thinking how to kill Krishna. That is also Krishna consciousness. You are thinking in a different way how to kill Krishna. A devotee thinks one is favorable and the other is unfavorable. One is thinking of Krishna, how to kill him, and the other is thinking of Krishna, how to serve him. So this thinking, how to serve him, is called bhakti, not the other way. As Kamsa was thinking how to kill him, that is not bhakti. Bhakti means anupulena Krishna anupudanam. Anupur means favorable. If you think of Krishna in various ways, favorable, how to serve Krishna, how to decorate Krishna, how to give Krishna a nice place for residential quarter, temple, how to please Krishna's glories. In this way, if you think, that is Krishna consciousness. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. That is first class bhakti. How to serve Krishna? Just like Arjuna. He changed his all decision. Arjuna was thinking not to fight. As many hard hearing minutely listen to Krishna's instruction, he changed his decision. No, Krishna wants it. Krishna wants this fight, so I shall do this. This is Krishna Anusinanam, cultivating Krishna consciousness. Not his decision. His decision was not to fight. A Vaishnava does not want to kill anybody. That is natural tendency. Srila Sarvadevi, Vehina. A Vaishnava is friend of everyone. So, Arjuna was Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna. Naturally, he was not inclined to kill and gain the fight. He declined, so I will not fight. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he decided that Krishna wants to fight. He wants me. Nimitta Matra Bhavasabhushar. He says so far that these people who have assembled here, they are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit of becoming victorious over them. So, this is Krishna Anusitana. Even though I have got one decision in my life, but if I understand that Krishna wants me to do something contrary, I shall be ready to perform this. That is Krishna Anusitanam. Anukullena Krishna Anusitanam Bhakti Nuttama. If you favorably serve Krishna, that is bhakti uttama, first class bhakti. Unfavorably, as Kamsa was thinking the how to kill Krishna, he got also salvation because always thinking of Krishna, but not the salvation of the devotees. The devotee's salvation is different from the salvation of the non-devotees, jnanis. Jnanis, we have already explained, there are three features of the Absolute Truth. One is impersonal Brahma, the other is localized Paramatma, Antaryami, Super Soul, and this supermost is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sarisajya Purna Bhagavan. So, impersonal Brahma is the destination of the jnanis, and Paramatma, localized Antaryami, is the destination of the yogis, and the Supreme Person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the destination of the pure devotees. Pure devotee means annavilasita-sunnam. They have no other desire. Others, the jnanis, they have desire to merge into the existence of the Lord. They want that. And the yogis, they, by the grace of the Supreme Paramatma, they want to get some siddhis, asya-siddhi. But the bhaktas, they do not want mukti or siddhi. They simply want to serve the Supreme Personality of God. This is pure devotion. So, in this life also, we can utilize these earthly things. We can utilize all these material elements in the service of the Lord. So, with the earth, we can prepare the forms of the Lord. We can prepare the temple of the Lord. So many things that is required. That is sakti. It is called here bhavanam brahmasthanam dharanam tadvisheshanam sadvisheshanam sadvishesha and asadvishesha. This is asadvishesha. This is the tremendous truth. Asato ma sadgama. That is the basic injunction. Asat Vishesha, just like we have got the city, the roads, the cars, the buildings, and so many other things, transformation of the same earth. But they are Asat Vishesha. And they will not stay. Here, anything, the house, the car, the road, the city, their body, the society, the fancy, the nation, they are all asat. But the same thing can be done sad-viseṣa. Sad-viseṣa, this temple is sad-viseṣa. The deity is sad-viseṣa. Worshipping the deity is sad-viseṣa. So we can utilize nidmande krishna sambandhe jutta vairagamuccha. That is the instruction of the Goswamis. We are followers of the Goswamis, six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Siru Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sriji Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. These are six Goswamis. In Vrindavan, they inaugurated the bhakti cult by the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his different devotees in different parts of India. And of course he desired that his devotees should go all the parts of the world. Prithivite asiratva nagara adhikya. But he began in India. So, their residential quarter was in Vrindavan. And they wrote innumerable books. And Nityananda Prabhu went to Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally traveled all over India, especially South India. In this preaching was his main mission of life. He gave up his family life. The class, Sudhushtraja-sure-sitara-jala-king, dharmishthaya-arjabhata-sa-jadadadanannam, maya-mrigam-dvaitaya. He wanted to show his mercy to the fallen souls of this Yuga, Kali Yuga. Therefore, as just a young man, 24 years old, he gave up his family, Sudhushtraja, Sudhepsita Rajyala King. His family was very, very nice family, mother and wife, very affectionate mother, very beautiful wife, but he gave up everything. Takva Sudhushtraja Sudhepsita Rajyala King. Dharmishthaya Arjabhajasa Jadadadaranda. He went to forest. That means he accepted this sannyas order just to preach and to elevate the fallen souls. Maya Nigam Dvaitaya. So, this is Vaishnava principle. Vaishnava principle means everything accepted as Krishna. The Mahavadis, they say, at least they say, that Brahma-sattva-jagan-mithya, mithya, this is false. But Vaishnava says, no, it is not false. It is the byproduct of Krishna's energy. If Krishna is true, how it can be false? So they do not take this world, material world, as false. It is temporary. But they know how to utilize this material world for devotional service. Bhavanam brahmanasthanam. You can utilize the same energy of constructing something out of bricks and stones and wood into a nice temple. That was the Vedic culture. Still, in old cities, you'll find in lanes and streets there are so many temples. I have seen, especially in Kanpur, even within the lanes, there are so many temples. Radha Krishna temple, Vishnu temples, Shiva temple. So all over India, you'll find the temples. People were so spiritually advanced, even Muslims, they are also, they have constructed so many mosques. So that should be utilized. If you have got the tendency for making a house or construction of some building with stones and bricks, let it be utilized for constructing temple of the Supreme Brahma. Nidbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jutta Viragamutya. We do not give up anything. Everything Krishna's. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Hari sambandhi vastuna. Hari means God, the Supreme Lord. So, he has got sambandha, relationship, because everything is his energy. Therefore, it has got some relationship. Earth, water, air, fire, sky, these are all different energies of Krishna. Vinna prakriti me asadha. So it has got some relationship. So when it is utilized for Krishna, Krishna's energy is utilized for Krishna. That is bhakti. And when Krishna's energy is utilized for our sense gratification, that is God. Jivan is the same thing. Same thing he utilized for Krishna, that is bhakti. And same thing he utilized for your sense gratification, that is devotees. You cannot do so. Everything belongs to Krishna. Suppose something belongs to me, and if you do not utilize it for me, you utilize it for you. So I must be sorry. Is that my things have been utilized for you. Of course, this is a crude example, but the philosophy is everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagvatamasam sarvaluku mahesa. He is the proprietor. So, because he is the proprietor, he is the proprietor of my body also. Therefore, it should be, everything it should be utilized for Krishna. This is bhakti. We should not give up. You cannot give up anything. Suppose you are nicely dressed, and if you give up everything, and you take one coping, but that is also a dress. So, we have to utilize Krishna's thing. But if we take it, accept it as prasadam after offering Krishna. In the Vaishnava philosophy, if somebody is going to use one new pair of cloth, first of all he offers to Krishna. Then he utilizes. That is Vaishnava philosophy. There is also eating, sleeping, we require residence, everything we require. But we require it at Krishna's prasad. Prasad is sarvadukkhanam hani rasu upajayati. Simply we have to admit, after all Krishna is giving us everything. Simply Krishna wants, let us admit that you are getting from me. That is necessary. Eko jo bohunam vidudati kama. He is supplying us everything, even to the non-devotees. But the non-devotees do not recognize that it is Krishna's prasadam. By mercy of Krishna I have got it. That is non-devotee. And a devotee recognizes. That is the distinction between devotee and non-devotee. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is to turn the consciousness. Everyone is thinking in a different way. Consciousness. We are just trying to transfer their consciousness into Krishna. Then he will be happy. Sadatada bhava bhavita. Jang jang bhakti smadana bhavam tadatanti kaleva. If we practice like that, then we become eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. Jangjangabhapi smarana bhavam tajatante kaleva. We have to give up this body. But if we give up this body at the time of death, if we can think of Krishna, it is very difficult. But if we practice it, sadatada bhava bhavi. Sada means always. If we practice this simple method, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then it is possible. So what is the difficulty? Where is the loss? If I ask you to do something, if you think there will be loss, you may reject it. But if there is no loss, and the gain is that you get Krishna, then why don't you do it? Just see our, it is called bigotry. No, we shall not check. We shall not do this. This is our misfortune. Therefore, those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, they are the most fortunate person in the world. Tajjibhadre namatubham, the Shastra says, Ahavato Sapachoti Garya. Even one is born in the family of dog eaters. But somehow or other, if he takes to this Krishna consciousness movement and chants Hare Krishna, he is Garyan, he is glorious, he is very glorious. Namatubba. Stepus tapaste. It is to be understood in their previous life, they undergone severe type of penance and hostilities. Stepus tapaste. Krishna, Arya, they are really alien. So, this Hare Krishna movement is very authentic movement from the Shastra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practice it, Narada Muni practice it, all the great sages, they practice it. The Shastra says, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. In this age, Kali Yuga, we are surrounded by so many faulty things, checking our spiritual advancement of life. That is the only necessity of human being, spiritual advancement of life. So far eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, everyone is doing in his own capacity. That is not the business, that is there. Even the birds, bees, they are doing that. The only business of human life, athātu brahma jignās, to inquire about the Supreme, the same Brahma, brahmanasthānam, bhāvanam, brahmanasthānam, always think of Brahman. Sarvam khalidam brahma, aham brahmāsmi. These thoughts, these activities, they are required. That is the only business. But we have manufactured so many other business and engagements, leaving aside the real business of life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all over the world the real business of life. Those who are fortunate, they will take advantage of this movement and make his life successful. Thank you very much.